Jerry Bader, Show 1054. Dan Henninger, today's Wall Street Journal, points out Republicans still haven't learned to fish where the fish are. That's my phrase, not his. What he's saying is, in this last effort, the social media failed. I should say Republicans failed miserably in using social media, as they did in 2012. And they're going to have to get better at that. They talk about, well, we can't get through this, that mainstream media. Well, I agree. But even when you do have opportunities, I agree with Joe's call. They don't always take them. But more importantly, it is that new media. Critically important. As for Reed Ribble, the only Republican in Wisconsin to vote yes. Everyone else, Republican members of the delegate, well, the whole delegation, obviously, voted yes. And Reed did not. His base is furious. I'm disappointed. All I'm saying, I'll say what I've been saying, choose wisely. If you're going to seriously consider a run to Reed's right, understand the party structure will be behind him, and you will need a high-quality candidate. There have been flawed Tea Party candidates. The Tea Party hasn't always been selective enough. That doesn't mean you have to compromise on conservative principles. That means if you're going to run someone against Reed Ribble, make sure that they are more than just someone who believes all the right things. Classic example. I think the Democrats have one right now in Mary Burke. Thank God. God love them. She believes all of the things. Jason's cracking up over there. Well, don't you feel the same way? Thank God and God love them. I want to start calling her something, but I'm going to get in such trouble. I've got a great name for her. I've dubbed her Platitude Mary, but I've got a better one than that. I do. Governor's candidate Barbie. She's an action figure, independent thought not included. Come on! Well, then it's sexist and it's misogynistic. But it's kind of funny. I'm glad they have one. You need to think about that, though. Tim of the Road. Tim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Jerry. Really enjoyed the show today. And I want to call share a word of support for Reed Ribble. I too, am disappointed. But on the other hand, one of the things I've always appreciated about him is he's genuine and authentic, I think, in terms of how he shares what he's thinking about and what he does in Washington for us. And it's a complex, difficult road, I think, for those guys. And I just like his being genuine and authentic.
I like Reed personally a lot. I absolutely do. What conservatives are asking themselves, is this what they thought they were getting, Tim?
Yep, I hear you.
Go ahead.
I don't think we get everything we thought we were getting. I think but for the most part, I think we are with Reed. So that's my point of view.
Thanks a lot for the call. I will tell you, and I do, I like Reed personally a lot. But there is a reason some of the things he said in the last week or so where I started separating him from the Ron Johnson conversation. And I have made it clear to Reed, crystal clear, I really have a problem with his No Labels affiliation. I really do. No Labels simply means, to me, the origin of No Labels is we don't want people to know we're really liberals. Now, they argue it's, well, no, there's no conservatives, there's no liberals here. There's people who just want to work together. I think Reed is misguided in how much bipartisanship you can have in Washington today when one side is hell-bent on moving towards socialism. You can say that he's gotten the inside the beltway infection, as Joe calls it. I don't know. All I'm saying is choose wisely. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?